This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Ibrahim, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Have you not seen how Allah has struck an example of كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً, of a good pure word. كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً, like a good pure tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ, its roots are firm. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, and its branches extend all the way up to, into the skies. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, and it gives off its edibles, the things you can eat from it, all year round by permission from its Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very famously attributed to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He says the good word is the best word in the universe. It is the statement of tawheed. It is la ilaha illallah. And so this is a parable struck for the testimony of faith, the shahada, the statement of no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says it is like shajaratin tayyiba. It is like a good pure tree, a magnificent tree, a majestic tree. Asluha thabit, its roots are deeply entrenched into the ground. It's firmly in the ground. And likewise, faith, when it enters the heart, it gets so deep that it can never be removed. You know, famously, Abu Sufyan, when he was leading the Meccans before he became Muslim, he was abducted by the commander of the Romans, Heraclius. And Heraclius was not just the commander, he was also a scholar of the Judeo-Christian scriptures. And he was an astrologer and lots of things. He asked him a whole list of very wise questions. Maybe for a later time we'll go through them. But one of the things he asked him, he asked Abu Sufyan about this man Muhammad, whose movement keeps gaining momentum. He says, وَهَلْ يَرْتَدَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ سَخْطَةً لِدِينِهِ. Did any one of them ever apostate? Like enter the religion and then leave, out of hatred for the religion. Abu Sufyan said, I wish I could have said yes, but I said no, none of them. And so Heraclius commented and said, وَهَكَذَا الْإِيمَانِ إِذَا خَالَطَتْ بَشَاشَتُهُ الْقُلُوبِ, and likewise with faith, once it intermingles, once it gets entrenched, rooted in the heart, it never leaves. No one ever left, by the way, Islam in Mecca. In Medina, maybe someone that was a front runner, a tag along, because the Muslims were getting successful, he said, I'm Muslim, then he left. But when Iman actually enters someone's heart, it never leaves. A believer, a true believer, can never be broken in his faith. And you know, some scholars also said this is about the believers on earth, not just deeply rooted in their hearts, but the believers on this earth cannot be removed from this earth. Islam will never die. Islam cannot die. The obituary of Islam will never be written by anyone, even if the whole world were to gather against Islam and the believers in Islam. So that is deeply entrenched roots. Then it says, وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, and the branches of this tree extend into the skies. And there's lots to be said here. Of it is that when the roots are firm, the tree can grow taller. And so the true believer gets very tall. He stands tall. He stands out, they said, right? Very visible in his faith. Very admired for their faith. Of course, in this day and age, in the last 180 days or so, the standout faith of the people of Gaza has eclipsed every other thing we can mention as an example. But even less than that, I want to say even less than that, the religiosity, how religious the Muslims are compared to any other faith group, is something that deserves pause. Do you think anyone else in the world has such a high percentage of their people, of their adherents, pray every single day? Do you think anyone else in the world has a group of people, 2 billion strong, that within one day they're all fasting? That's just different. You know, I seen actually in the beginning of Ramadan, and there's a little bit of a scholarly discussion on Facebook about the moon sighting and whatnot. I was just flicking through the comments very quickly, and I saw one guy saying, guys, I just want to tell you, I'm not even Muslim, I'm Christian, and the fact that you guys can unite within 24 hours is pretty impressive. Like, you guys are like saying, is it actually today or yesterday? And like, we have nothing like this. We not even close. You guys can get it aligned in 24 hours. This is true, right? And also, the faith of the faithful, when it is true, it carries them very high up, meaning nothing on this world of disappointments can break them. They are graceful through the blows of life. Nothing, because they're not attached here. They're really connected to the heavens now. You know, think of the story just very quickly of Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahimahullah, when he was sort of arrested by al-Hajjaj and he was about to be executed. His name is Sa'id. Sa'id means prosperous, okay? And you know, in Surah Hud, the prosperous are the people of Jannah. The people that are Sa'id are going to Jannah. So al-Hajjaj hated the guy. So he said to him, you are not Sa'id, you are Shaqi. You're like doomed. And so he said to him, somebody else knows the unseen, not you. You don't know what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment. And so he got more provoked. And so he said to him, I am going to end your world and give you an inferno instead of it. Meaning I'm going to kill you now and send you to Jahannam for your rebellion, your insolence, right? You're rising up. He was a tyrant. He deserved sort of the pushback. And so Sa'id ibn Jubayr heard this from him and he said to him, if I actually believed you could send me to Jahannam, I wouldn't have worshipped anybody but you. And so he calls the executioner and brings the executioner forward and the executioner's taking him away. He turns to the Qibla and he says, وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ I have turned my face to the one who created the heavens and the earth. So al-Hajjaj gets even more burned and he forces the executioner to turn him around, away from the Qibla. And so he recites the other ayah, أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ And whichever way you turn, that is also the direction of Allah Azza wa Jal, not just the direction of the ritual Qibla. And so then they took him and they forced his face down into the ground before they ultimately executed him. And he said, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى Allah's verse where he says, we created you out of this. And into this we put you back again. Meaning you're not doing anything to me. Allah is the one that gives life and is going to put me to death right now. And into it we insert you again. And out of it we will pull you out one more time. There's still a hereafter. This is what a believer is like, right? He cannot be kept down. He cannot be broken. The third and final part of the ayah that we're going to stop at, because it is not difficult to think of 20, 30 parallels on our own if we had the time to do so regarding La ilaha illallah being this blessed tree. He says, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينَ It provides that which you could eat, this tree, all the time. So first of all, let's fruits. You know, the Prophet ﷺ actually in a hadith, he said, do you know which tree, which blessed tree is blessed like the believer is blessed? Then he told them it was the palm tree, the date palm tree. Because there are different kinds of palm trees, coconuts and pineapples, right? But the date palm tree is extra blessed for many reasons. Of them is that it produces the dates for a long span of the year. And even when it doesn't produce dates, it produces other things that people can benefit from or their animals can eat and benefit from. Even the date pit, by the way. They grind it and feed it to their animals. Everything there is edible. So it is useful all the time. Likewise, kalimatul iman, la ilaha illallah, renders you fruits all the time. Not just the duration of your life, not just in all the ups and downs in the seasons of our days, but even when you enter your grave, it keeps you firm and you're unable to answer. And subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, you know, as I close here, I want you to catch all of the ways that the different parables we've been discussing point at each other. You know, the idea of like weak faith in the beginning is stop and go. This one is no seasons. Yes, there's high seasons for a believer, but there's no off seasons. It's always producing this faith of ours. The idea of stability versus being frail, right? The idea of faith bringing you up where the predators and the thing can't reach you. Whereas shirk brings you down, right? All of these things together. The ayat actually move on to speak about the evil word is like a tree that is uprooted and toppled over, unstable. And then it says, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Allah is the one ultimately though, that keeps people firm with that statement, لا إله إلا الله. In this world, meaning as they're exiting this world, at death. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ In the hereafter, meaning in the grave when they're asked about it. And one of the things the Prophet ﷺ told us to do in order to invite Allah's support, help us, hold on to that word, make our faith true and deeply rooted, he would say, and I leave you with this, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُحَالَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهَا never stop chanting La ilaha illallah before a time comes, may it never come, where you are no longer able to say it. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us upon La ilaha illallah and make it our last words from this world, and give us firmness in the grave to say it with confidence to the angels who question. Allahumma ameen wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.